Session at seven.
Oh, that's good.
We're in session at 7 p.m. And we will sign the payroll, the warrants, the minute, and so forth.
I'll make a motion. We sign the payroll, the bills, and the warrant.
What about the minutes?
I didn't say minutes.
No.
And the minutes.
I'll second that. No. Think I signed it. Hang on, we're there.
Well, there is. The minutes are open.
Oops, trying to help you
They're good.
out. All right, that being said and taken care of, we'll move on to open forum. And probably what we'll do is, seeing as we only have one person in the gallery at this point in time,
Okay,
you're on.
for those that don't know me, I'm Annie Constantinos, and I'm one of the trustees of the library board. So I'm here tonight because we have selected a lovely lady that we want to fill the position for Michelle Bates on the board, and her name is Nancy Dallenhauer.
For some reason, I should know her, but I don't know why I know her.
Yeah, she's lovely.
I'm terrible with names. Probably if I saw her, it would
You
dawn on me.
probably she's very active in different things in the community, which is what we liked about her. She's very insightful. She was a teacher and very active in the community, very community minded, and of course, loves books and the library. And I think she'll be a really good asset to the library.
All right, and you've already had your meeting, so now it's up to us.
Yes, to give us your approval.
Well, I would make a motion that we accept Nancy for the library position, which she understands that that's until March, and then
Right. Yeah, we've explained all
assuming
that.
she wants to continue, which we hope she will, she has to run. But
Yeah, I hope she will. She'll really be good.
I'll second that.
now, you're going to correspondence.
Where does she live, Annie?
Pardon me?
Where does she live?
She lives on North Street.
Oh,
I don't know how long they've been here.
she's not the one. Is she the cook, the cooking deal?
No.
All right, now I have a two requests, one from each lake association for a letter of encouragement and or support for their. All
I don't want to interrupt. Thank you very much.
right,
Thank
see you.
you. Anyway,
Have a
go
good
on.
night.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
For their two weed or improvement lake programs, which they are applying for grants for. We probably should make a motion to
I'll make a motion that we send a letter of support for the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund and a letter of support to the Lake St. Catherine Association.
second. Okay, this one I guess we requires every signature.
Those letters go to the state. Is that where they go?
I think eventually.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to. I
Okay, we pass them on back to them and they'll send them where.
this one, which is the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund. I guess Tim or somebody wants that back, and they will forward it to the proper person. And probably we should do the same with this. Email it back to Jeremy Jones, and I believe I have his email on.
Okay.
I mean, I just got it, so I'm
Yes.
sure I have
Okay.
it. So, I think I gave you Tim's email. If I
Thanks.
didn't, I've got. I think that's on
Yeah,
Facebook.
I don't think I have.
It's something very simple, but I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. All right, now we have the excuse me, contract. Excuse me, contract from Repro Graphics for the printing of our. Actually, it's a 3-year contract, 25, 26, 27. Town report. $25.65 this year, and then it goes down a little bit each year. I did do a little looking into that after the conversation we had at the last meeting about not sending to everybody, making them available.
I was about to ask that. That's part of the deal on this, isn't it?
Yes. If you do it that way, it has to be voted to not send or send. And they have to be available in. You can't just make it available online. You have to have them available, printed copies available
Well, even if
here.
there's something on the counter out there that. It still saves us the postage.
Oh, yeah, which is.
That's
I'm
substantial.
not sure what it is, but it's going. I went up again this year. I don't know if it doesn't say, it doesn't break that out, but.
It's got to be pushing a buck, I would think, for one of
I
those.
think it's usually nine. I think
What's
it was
that?
not, I think it was nine something last year. Don't quote me, but I, for some reason.
Those are, they don't have it right in here, whatever it was. Oh, and postage is not included in the price, according to what this says. But anyways, to do that, which I think would be a wise choice, because I think a lot of these either don't get where they're going or get thrown in the trash. You could make them available. The school has never mailed theirs. I've never heard any complaints about that. Maybe there has been.
I'm surprised somebody didn't bring it up that it never went to a vote.
Yeah. And then checking with the LCT, they said it, you would have to, it should go to a vote of the citizens, and you have to make it readily available. You can't just put it online or something so they can print it off or something. It has to be, you can pick one up and read it.
Well, to me, just saving the postage is substantial.
Yeah, I feel it's definitely something we have to look into. Actually, maybe Sherry, if you would make a note, to give these folks a call and see what postage is on 900 copies.
Okay.
This postage, I believe, just went out to.
78 cents a stamp, but what those are, I don't know.
I mean, we get a better rate because you buy a bulk permit, but it's still
It's
a lot of
sure it
money.
is. I like I
I
said,
mean,
I'll bet it's about a buck a book.
oh, I bet you it's all of
That is, I don't.
but I guess in the meantime, we need to accept the contract and sign it for him.
I'll make a motion. We accept the contract from Repro to do our town report and mail them out.
Say the fourth or the fifth, Sherry.
You second that, huh?
Yes, I will start again. We're talking about those. All right, now correspondence that doesn't need a signature. We have note from Cherry on her deal.
Yeah, Nora said she got it today.
So I believe we've already decided on that. That's going to get moved along. The only other thing I got is I got this is the latest of the site visits for engineer to roadside site comments. Okay. This there. Whole business update on the East Wells roadside. Making progress, moving forward. They should be starting the. If he didn't do it today, he'll probably do it start tomorrow, going up the face of the cliff, so to speak.
Apparently they do work in the rain because it was kind of drizzly Friday when I was there, and they were working.
Transfer station, we got inspected by the state this time. I talked to the girl. She was supposedly sending out her report. Still not received it.
When was that done?
A week ago, 2 weeks ago, Wednesday,
Ooh.
we were open.
So that was before he cleaned the place up.
She found what she thought was a fluorescent light bulb, which we're not allowed to take, but it turned out to be a piece of white pipe from a swing set.
Oh.
She commented on the metal trailer as to where the metal went. I explained to her where it went, so forth. Other than that, she was relatively happy, other than a little bit of raking and picking up some stuff that had blown around. And I explained to her that we had just gone through a 3 week period of not having a contactor, so that was a contributing factor. Other than that, I believe she had no real issues. There is some paperwork that we weren't remiss in sending it, but Rutland Regional Solid Waste District was remiss in sending it because they're in turmoil up there. So I explained that to her as well, and she didn't realize that was in process. And that was pretty much it.
She didn't know they were having problems.
She didn't know much. No, she didn't. Wasn't. She knew they had some issues, but she didn't think it was anything of the magnitude that it is.
It's interesting.
And it has all the compactor, as we all know, has all been repaired. It seems to work pretty good. Town report cover. We didn't really make a decision on that. I know of. Talked about it a little bit.
I was hoping I'd see Joe. I was interested in maybe a picture of the monument that used to be in the center of town.
By the store. That's an idea. I don't think that's ever, I've never had to see that if it's ever been done. I don't believe so.
And if there's a picture of it, he would have it.
Well, we can certainly ask him. I saw him Monday, but that's the last downtown I've seen him in a while.
I won't see him until the Woodman meeting, whenever that is, third Wednesday.
I may see him this weekend. Or I can call him and ask him.
19th, I won't see him till the 19th.
I can call him and ask him to put his see what he can find. Well, that was one thought. The other thought, I, being my warped sense of humor, I thought the traffic light was would be kind of a neat picture.
I
But
don't remember a traffic light.
what's that?
I don't remember a traffic light.
We never had one.
Oh, I
We
didn't
have
think
one now.
so.
We have one now, but we never had one before. But and I think, was it Tammy mentioned a picture that Huntoon, Peter Huntoon had done? I don't remember what it was of.
Well, wasn't it like the store? Yeah.
Maybe right in the middle of town or
That's some.
something.
Oh yeah, it was from East Wells Road, looking into the village.
So, well, why don't we check with Joe and I'll give him a call and see what he can come up with. New business. The only thing I've got is remnants of the meeting today on the phone system and straightening that out. And it looks like we're moving forward with that, and we'll get a quote, I assume, fairly soon. Because we certainly aren't getting what we're paying for with the system we've got.
I don't think so.
The thing that bothers me the most is the limited hours that the town hall is open and people call, and it just rings and rings and rings. I
Yeah,
mean,
there should be a
people
better.
have had voicemail for 25 years, as archaic as that is, and we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
So there isn't a lot we can do there other than wait and see what he says. He is the same guy who put the system in here originally. So he's been around a few
Well, then
days.
he's got a idea of what's going on.
And believe it or not, unless somebody else has something to bring up before the board, that is all I have.
I do not. I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
We have got our winter sand put up and our winter stone. That's done. So, and I think they've got one more culvert to put in for as far as the construction season goes, but they may not, might have done that today and yesterday. But other than that, I've heard of no other issues. So I would second the motion to adjourn.
At 7:19.
That's got to be a record. I like it.